Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our review series examines books, movies, music, and other media in the light of God's truth. We pray that it will be eye-opening, instructional, and beneficial for your daily walk with Christ. Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast. Our review for today is going to be a book called Risky Gospel by Owen Strachan. Owen is an assistant professor at Boyce College in Kentucky. He's also a teacher at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. The book was written in 2013. It's about 230 pages long. It's a very quick read. And the basic idea behind the book is that Christians are called to be bold in the name of Christ, that we are called by God to be courageous for our faith, even though we may suffer for it. The idea behind the book is summarized in chapter 1 on page 32. Strachan writes, "It's not the absence of any challenge that will invigorate your life, but the possession of the right one." What he means by that is that God actually uses tests and trials to make us stronger. We shouldn't be looking for a life where we don't have those things. We shouldn't be seeking a life where there is no trouble or there is no persecution, because it can very often mean that we're not actually following the true word of Christ. Jesus himself said that his followers would be persecuted just as he was, that if you're following Christ, you're going to have sufferings for it. That doesn't mean you have to seek those things out. It doesn't mean you have to try to go after them to be a better Christian. It just means you shouldn't shy away from the true teaching of God's word just to be better accepted in society. Each chapter looks at a different way in which this affects our lives. And I'll point out a couple things here that are important. One of the first things he talks about is finding a risky identity in Christ. So often we're tempted to make our identity about ourselves or about material possessions or about how others think about us. But as Christians, our calling is to have our identity in Jesus Christ alone, to have it in his word. He talks about the story of the rich young ruler who came to Jesus and said that he had fulfilled the law and that he wanted to know what else he needed to do to be forgiven or to get to heaven. And Jesus said, "Well, sell everything you have and follow me." And we know the story well. The young ruler didn't want to do that because his identity was rooted in his wealth and in his possessions. Strachan coins a term to describe this kind of attitude. He calls it narcissistic optimistic deism. And I think this is just something that plagues our society. What he means by this is that people become so self-absorbed in themselves, so narcissistic, that they turn it into a deity, that they become their own gods. And the idea of optimism comes in because they think that if things are going well, that their life should be getting better. They're optimistic that they should be becoming a better person and getting more possessions and doing better things. And it becomes an area where people start to say to God, "You need to do this for me, God, to make my life better, or I'm going to dump you on the side of the road. I don't want anything to do with church anymore if God doesn't help me out the way I want him to." Becomes nothing more than simple idolatry. But how pervasive that is in our culture, where people are falling into this narcissistic, optimistic deism. Strachan writes that the contrast to that is what he calls empowered dependence, that Christ wants to make us more powerful. He wants to build us up as stronger Christians. But how does he do that? By becoming dependent on him. The gospel absolutely talks about dependence on Christ. That's what faith is trusting in Christ, is being dependent on him. But in a culture that stresses independence and freedom and autonomy, those are contrary to dependence in Christ. But what Strachan tries to bring out is that the Bible tells us the more we're dependent on Jesus, the more we trust him, the stronger we are in reality. Another thing he talks about is being risky in our discipline. And what he means by discipline is gospel-driven discipline, not the legalistic type discipline. He talks about how Christians are so afraid of being disciplined spiritually because they don't want to be a goody two-shoes, or they don't want people to think that they're looking down on them, or that they're having a holier-than-thou attitude, or they don't want people to call them bigots or judgmental because they're trying to follow a moral code from God's Word. But that's not the way that discipline has to be. Strachan writes that discipline, in the biblical sense, is gospel-driven. It's not about a set of legalistic, law-based codes, like the young ruler. It's not about how much I've followed God's law. It's about what Christ has done for me. The resurrection of my Savior is what empowers me to live a disciplined life. Strachan talks about a lot of areas in life where this can hit home for us. He says, if you're a college kid and you're being tempted by going to college parties, exercise some gospel-driven discipline and say no. If you're a sports fanatic and you spend so many hours watching sports each week, but you're neglecting your spiritual life and God's Word, cut some of those sports programs out. I mean, hasn't that hit our culture in a hard way, where football stadiums have really become the cathedral on Sundays now, not so much the setting in God's church? He talks about on your computer, if you can't stop checking Facebook and can't stop trying to update everybody about how you feel about life, maybe that shows that there's an unhealthy thing going on. Maybe you need to exercise a little bit of gospel-driven discipline, because very quickly, especially on Facebook and in this digital age, this narcissistic deism can come to the forefront, where we think we're the center of our universe, where we can say whatever we want without consequence, where we can blurt out whatever we want and be public in things that should be private. That can be a very dangerous attitude for the Christian. Other areas that he talks about being risky involve our families, our church life, our vocation. Especially when it comes to vocation, he talks about how there's a danger to look down upon vocations that are not high spiritual callings or that do not make a lot of money, as if they don't, if they don't include one of those two categories, they're not important to God. Vocation really goes all the way back to God's creation, as Strachan writes, that it was the Creator who ordered and designed the world to include work, to include vocations. That was the case before sin entered the world. God designed work to be a blessing for our lives. And as the Creator in that sense, any type of calling that can glorify God is a worthy one. It's not about how much money you make. It's not about how theological it is. Anybody can serve God. He talks about how individual people at their workplaces are the ones who are on the front lines delivering the gospel message to the world, and how absolutely true that really is. The church work suffers abundantly when regular Christians do not live out their callings and their vocations to the Word of God and to the glory of Christ. Be risky, be bold in proclaiming and living the gospel in those areas. Another area I thought that really hit home to our culture was when he talked about mothers at home. Modern feminism certainly has generated a lot of blessings in the world, where women are not maligned or looked down upon as insignificant, but it also has some dangers when it comes to God's Word too. And one of those dangers is to discredit the vocation of the mother at home. The mother who chooses to raise a family and to be at home with her kids is often maligned in the world, as if this is something that is less significant or not important or demeaning. Strachan says there is no higher calling before the Lord than to raise your children in God's Word. And isn't that absolutely true when we just step back from what the world says and think about what God's Word says about our calling? There is nothing more important than training the next generation, our own children, in the Word of God. And so homemakers, mothers, don't look down upon that role as insignificant. Don't be maligned or be threatened by the world as if you're not doing what you need to your full potential. A mother who stays at home, as well as a father, whatever the case may be, is holding out that strong calling of the gospel. The other chapters look at having courage and boldness in our citizenship, in our evangelism, but I'm sure you get the picture of how these different things affect our society. Overall, I think it's a very excellent book. I highly recommend it to the modern Christian, especially those that are pressured by society, by the atheistic perspective, those that may not be as bold and courageous in their faith, and certainly I think that applies to all Christians in one way or another. I think it's a very good book to help bring us back to a good scriptural perspective. Written from a Baptist Reform perspective, there's obviously going to be some dangers with an emphasis on decision theology, so be aware of those things. But overall, I thought he did a very good job of bringing out the clear gospel message and using that as the true motivation for our riskiness or our boldness in Jesus Christ. So the book is Risky Gospel, Owen Strachan. You can find it online for just a couple of bucks. Highly recommend it. I think it's a good, quick, but solid biblical read. Hope you enjoyed our review. God's blessings.
We invite you to join us every week for another episode of Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we will continue to proclaim Jesus Christ as the one and only Savior for sinners. Until next week, take comfort in the fact that God is your rock and ever-present help in trouble.